Did you notice the time of day when it was evening after sunset? They brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons. It makes sense that they came to him after sunset when it was dark. They weren't real pleased to display their uglies. So how does that image of the first church strike you? Ill people, demonized people, diseased people. I imagine the paralyzed, the blind, the lame, lepers, the addicted, the abused, the brokenhearted, the forgotten, all seeking Jesus, all seeking to get close to him, to be touched by him, to be lifted up by him, to be in person with him. And all these afflicted people gathered together to be with Jesus. And at that moment, when they gathered together, they became and were church. Now the eyes of the world would see such a display of peoples and look at that as one ugly and undesirable church, one ugly and undesirable gathering. I mean, you can almost hear it in your mind's ear, can't you, the reaction? Oh my, look at that, look at all that, that ugliness. You know what? The ugly church is who Jesus desires. The ugly church is who Jesus loves. The ugly church is why he came out of that house after sunset. That ugly church is why Jesus came into the world, to give it life. More abundant life. And the ugliness of those people in that town surely separated them from each other. Probably separated them from their God. Yet when Jesus came to town, it was their ugliness that brought them all together, gathered them together at the door of that little house. And Jesus made himself available to that ugly first church. And the people of that ugly first church, they didn't let their ugliness get in the way of being with Jesus. And in doing so, they became a community again, a restored community. And as I think about the people of that ugly church, I think about my uglies, my choices and behaviors that separate me from Jesus, separate me from you and others. And as I think of all that brought them together and who gathered them together and what and who made them church, I'm reminded of another church. Our church. As Jesus restored each and every person of that town, he restored their relationships to each other and to their God. He restored their community, their lives, and their love. I want what they experienced. What about you? To experience what those ugly people experienced, I know I must do what those ugly people did. And what did they do? They accepted their uglies. That doesn't mean they like being ugly, but they believed Jesus could cure their ugliness. And they got over their shame and they stood before Jesus or were presented before Jesus in all their ugliness and were willing to be accepted by him as they were. They had to show their ugliness to Jesus. And they did. I had and have my uglies. I've been paralyzed by fear, blinded by doubt, possessed by desires, crippled by ignorance, and I continue to fight bouts with all sorts of other uglies. How about you? So are we any different from that first ugly church? Here we are, gathered together, seeking Jesus, together, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Do you think Jesus will treat our church any differently than that first ugly church? We are a people. We are a church where each of us probably has an ugly or two. And that's a beautiful thing, being church. We may not realize it, but our uglies are major causes for our gathering together. Our uglies provoke our desire to seek Jesus who desires us, all of us. All of us with all of our uglies, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's a beautiful thing. Our uglies are something we have in common. That's not such a beautiful thing. But our desire for Jesus to restore us from our uglies, that's a beautiful thing. Our being here today, even with our uglies, as the body of Christ, we are being restored through His word and sacrament. That is a beautiful and amazing thing. That's a God thing. For God so loves us that He gave us His only Son, so that all of us, everyone who believes in Him, might not perish, but may have eternal life. That's a marvelous thing. The Lord gives, and the Lord gives, and the Lord gives to the ugly. Blessed be the Lord and the ugly. And the church says,
Amen.
Sister Amy, you're invited to come forward. The ambo is yours.